Anthropic will pay $1.5 billion for pirated books. The bigger AI question is still open. A U.S. judge has finally approved the largest known copyright settlement in American history. The ruling punishes how Anthropic obtained millions of books while leaving the legality of training AI unlawfully acquired works largely unresolved. One of the most important legal battles over artificial intelligence has ended with an enormous payment and a surprisingly complicated message. Anthropic, the company behind Claude, will pay $1.5 billion to settle claims that it built a library containing millions of pirated books. Yet, the case did not establish that training an AI model on copyrighted books is automatically illegal. A federal judge in San Francisco granted final approval on July 20, 2026. Reuters describes it as the largest known settlement in a United States copyright case and the first major American AI copyright dispute to reach a settlement. What Anthropic is paying for? The authors who brought the class action accused Anthropic of downloading books from pirate libraries and retaining more than 7 million files in a central repository. The disputed collection included hundreds of thousands of works covered by the settlement. The legal distinction is crucial. An earlier ruling found that using books to train a language model could qualify as fair use because the process was transformative. However, acquiring and storing pirated copies for a general library was treated as a separate act. Anthropic chose to settle those piracy-related claims rather than face a trial where potential statutory damages could have reached far beyond $1.5 billion. More than 91% of eligible authors and publishers claimed their share, according to Anthropic in court reporting. The settlement has been described as providing roughly $3,000 per covered work before final adjustments. The court also approved more than $101 million in legal fees, less than the amount originally requested. Why the outcome matters beyond one company. AI developers need enormous datasets. Books are valuable because they contain long-form reasoning, specialist knowledge, narrative structure, and carefully edited language. The race to build better models encouraged companies to collect data at a scale that traditional licensing systems were not designed to handle. This settlement sends a direct message about provenance. A company may argue that learning patents from a lawfully obtained book is transformative, but that does not give it permission to download an unauthorized copy or build a permanent pirate archive. For AI laboratories, publishers, and data suppliers, keeping records of where training material came from is becoming a financial and legal requirement, not administrative housekeeping. What the settlement does not decide. The agreement does not create a universal rule that every use of copyrighted material for a AI training is fair. It resolves one class action, and some authors and publishers opted out to pursue separate lawsuits. Other cases against AI companies involve different data sets, outputs, and allegations, including claims that models reproduce protected material. It also does not create a durable licensing market by itself. Publishers want payment and control, while AI companies argue that requiring individual permission for every training item could make model development impractical. Courts in other jurisdictions may reach different conclusions, and higher U.S. courts have not supplied a single comprehensive answer. A warning about how AI is built. The headline number is dramatic, but the lasting lesson is operational. Model makers can no longer treat the origin of their datasets as an invisible technical detail. They need auditable acquisition records, clear licenses, processes for removing disputed works, and contracts that allocate responsibility across data providers. Creators, meanwhile, have gained evidence that large-scale claims can produce meaningful compensation, but they have not won every argument about machine learning. The legal fight is shifting from the broad question of whether AI can learn from culture to narrower questions about how material was obtained, what the model can reproduce, and who should share in the value. Anthropic's $1.5 billion payment closes a historic case. It does not close the debate. Instead, it draws a line that the rest of the industry can no longer afford to ignore. Transformative technology does not erase the legal history of the data used to build it.